Michigan State Senator Rick Jones is on the other end of our line, and he joins us this morning. Rick, how are you?
Very good. Good morning.
You know, Senator, no one wants to talk about this. We called several entities, including the speakers and the House Minority Leader. No one will come on. How come no one wants to talk about this legislation?
Well, I think that legislators in general don't care to talk to the media. I may be a bit unique. I'm willing to go on and talk about any topic at any time.
All right. Well, when you talk about abortion, it usually gets people on one side or the other, pro or anti. We're not here to talk about that. With all the challenges that the state of Michigan has now, with jobs and the unemployment rate being so high and the lack of jobs and so many things going on, why do you think the Senate has put a focal point on abortion legislation?
Well, actually, it's the House that's put the focal point on it, not the Senate, although the Senate has taken up some of the legislation. But what everybody needs to realize is there's plenty of time to work on a number of topics. You don't need to work on just one topic. We have made monumental changes in Michigan, and the unemployment is dropping. Things are looking much better. And I got to give a lot of credit to Governor Snyder for coming up with some of the ideas.
Okay, back to abortion. We're still talking about an issue that the federal that the Supreme Court made decisions on. This legislation has been established, yet we are tweaking those laws. And I'm just trying to find out why. I don't care either way, but I just want to get your take on why is that?
Well, there's a number of topics that have come up. One bill that I put in was banning dumping of babies in a garbage dumpster. It happened here locally in Delta Township where an abortion clinic threw 17 babies into a garbage dumpster. They were caught. In fact, the attorney general took them to court, and they are no longer licensed to operate. They were doing many things inappropriately. Another set of bills that is going through deals with coercion. It's to ban coercing somebody into an abortion, whether it be with violence or, you know, some other means. I think these are very reasonable. Another thing the House is looking at is banning the very late term abortions. And certainly when you get to late term, then it's very painful for the baby to go through that procedure. And it's it's very inhuman. So I think that people take this very seriously, and I think there's reasons why they want it to go forward. But I want to emphasize that everybody continues to work on better funding for roads. I continue to advocate for more money for K-12. We're constantly working on making Michigan a better place to bring your business or your factory and create jobs.
A couple of other bills. One would require doctors to perform abortions, who perform abortions, to meet new higher standards of licensing for outpatient surgery and increase the amount of malpractice insurance they must carry. Also, a bill would outlaw abortions after 20 weeks without exemptions for health of the woman, rape, incest, or problems with the fetus. Opponents of these bills say that the legislature in the House and in the Senate is trying to supersede the federal law and make it impossible for women to have a choice. What do you think?
Well, that particular package of bills has not come before the Senate yet. I'll study it very closely. But we're talking 5 months. Now, if somebody is claiming that there was a rape involved, I'm sure that they're going to decide in 5 months. To do something later than that is pretty inhumane to the baby. It's going to feel a lot of pain as they go through the procedure. And that's something that I'll study very carefully when it comes over. The other things you mentioned as far as making the clinics, you know, meet certain standards, I think everybody should want that. Certainly you don't want a clinic that doesn't meet hospital standards. This can be a dangerous procedure. There can be long-term consequences for the woman, and it should be a very hospital-like atmosphere.
All right, before we let you go, I want to get your take on a press conference that is scheduled for Friday. The governor, and along with officials from Canada, are going to announce plans for a new bridge to be built from Detroit to Windsor. And he is going to bypass the House and the Senate to get this done. What do you think about that?
Well, the governor has the power to do that if he doesn't spend any state tax dollars that the legislature has to appropriate. And I think what everybody has to understand is that there is a billionaire who owns the other bridge and has spent somewhere between $5 and $6 million, according to reports, on TV ads, radio ads, newspaper ads, attacking the governor, attacking a lot of things. And I believe that a lot of the information that's being put out is half-truth or untruth, and people should understand that, that if a billionaire is spending this much money to prevent something, he doesn't want any competition. And the other thing I would add is we're talking about creating 10,000 jobs to build the bridge, and Canada is our biggest trading partner. Everybody in the business wants this to happen. Ford, General Motors, Michigan Farm Bureau, you know, billions of dollars of goods go back and forth to Canada, and it's a very, very important trading partner. We need to get rid of that bottleneck.
Rick Jones is a state senator who represents Grand Ledge and beyond. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Have a great day.